You're about to listen to the Reverend Tolu Alugo Agboola, who is the set man of His Worship Christian Network Global, and has been given the Word of Truth mandate amongst other mandates in order to teach the church and raise true worshipers. Now, Reverend Tolu Alugo Agboola.
Can we just worship Him? You can sing a song. You can speak words. But ensure that worship rises. Oh, la cabo sute cabara viante cusatadus mabanovia setava icamombro eca satabahata lempando meselamato baramveta misabacaba eca beanta comba salacabambro casita bama en balote cambo de lamatusia ba bebaranta kabam bebarata katame enfanete komba salaba matolia bakare tolia ekabando riata sata bababra katavanta baya. We worship kamia sonda bakabaya. Oh God, we give you praise and we give you glory. We count it a honor to worship, a honor to worship, a honor to worship, a privilege to stand before you, lifting up hands that you have made holy. Oh, there is no higher calling, there is no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. We are amazed, yes, at your glory, embraced by your mercy, O Lord. I need to worship. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. If you have been laboring with us in the daily prayers for the nation, you will have had your hearts implicated with our switch from week one. So week one was what, for those who have been praying with us? Was Thanksgiving. And in week two, what have we been doing? We've been praying against the wisdom of the wicked. The wisdom of the wicked. We perceive that there are many wisdoms, if I'm permitted to use that word, that are currently being deployed. Many wisdoms. And what we have been doing is to lift up our voice to Jesus, asking that He will cancel out those wisdoms. When you begin to pray, understanding that the enemy has quite some strains of advantage over man. Hear me well. The enemy has quite some strains, has an operational edge in advantage over man. Not over the saints by design, but over man. One, because The one who stands at the topmost echelon of the hierarchy of our adversary was formerly an angel. And not in angelic classification, we will not refer to him as an angel. He was an archangel. And it was one archangel that was doubly decorated. The Bible calls him the anointed cherub that covered it. And I said to us that, you see, in angelic classifications, they are the seraphims, they are the cherubims, they are the thrones, they are the dominions, they are those who function as principalities, they are those who function as powers, they are all angelic classes. There is also a class that is called angel. They are not thrones, they are not dominions, they are not archangels, they are just angels. But you see, we generally call all of them angels. An archangel is not an angel. What he is an archangel. His appearance scares an angel. That's how he's designed. One of their signatures as archangels is to function with reverence, fear. So that every time Gabriel came into earthly dimensions, he signaled his coming by the lines, fear not. Because if your fears are not doubts, you'll be afraid. He doesn't need to do anything. His appearance is like a military man. Even if you are doing what is right, if a military man shows up, you want to double check if you are doing what is right so that you don't end up being a victim. So he was an archangel. Based on the communications of how delicately God created the angels, he was the most beautiful of God's creation. It was in that archangel called Lucifer that God invested the best of his creativity. Be careful if you are the best. Be careful if you look better than everyone, because it may also be a gate to your fall. Now, because of the role that he was designed to play, he was also gifted the energies of a cherubim. So he was called an anointed cherub. It means he was not naturally, or do you use naturally for angels? Okay. He was not by creation a cherubim. He was gifted the energies, that's the anointing of the cherubims, because he had a covering assignment. If the one who leads our adversary as their field marshal is that kind of being, then he has the advantage of wisdom. Whether it is against the people who stand for a nation, a people who stand for an institution, against people who stand in a family, he has the advantage. He has the advantage. Now, redemption gives us a positional advantage that may still not become an operational advantage. I'm trying to say so many things in few words. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visitest him, you have made him a little lower than. If you find that a more ancient translation of scriptures, those who wrote that verse into English were careful. The word interpreted angels there is the word Elohim. It means you are next to God. That's the design. Angels were not created in the image and the likeness of God, so you were made a little lower than Elohim. Okay, I like this one. You made him little less than God, and you covered him. He needed a uniform to make him occupy that position, and that uniform was designed in glory and honor. The only reason why Adam could approach unto a God of glory was that he was dressed in what God was. Are you with me? He began to hide in the day that that garment disappeared, because he knew that if he came close to glory, he will be destroyed. And so that by sustained exposure to glory, he will not be destroyed. God evicted him. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying, it's not a show of knowledge. I want to get us somewhere. I'm saying that this is man's design. He was clothed or crowned with glory and honor. So positionally, you were designed to be next. Is it for me? To be next to Elohim. And when the word Elohim is used, it's not reference to God the Father. It's the plural form of God. That was the first revelation of God that was captured in the scriptures. In the beginning, Elohim made the heavens and the earth, to make you understand that the making of the heavens and the earth was by division of labor. It was the three members of the triune nature of God that perfected our world. By that position, being next to God, it means in ranking, in wisdom. Positionally, you have access to that order of wisdom. But I said positionally, it may not be operationally. Because that position is a position of responsibility. It gives you availability. It gives you accessibility. You are close. You are proximate to God. But you may not know how to tap. So in Psalms chapter 82, the Bible says, they know not and they will not understand. So they walk on in darkness and all of the foundations of the earth are out of place. Yet I have said, ye are gods and sons of the Most High. But what will be their fate? They will die like mere men. It means that the wisdom of the enemy will be able to destroy them like a man who is not proximate to God. And they will fall like one of the princes. It means that when the enemy begins to play wisdom, if we approach that battle as natural men, what the psalmist calls mere men, we will die. We will fall. Like those, one of the princes. And I've said to us, when the Bible refers to one of the princes, it takes us back to Genesis chapter 6. When angels could not stay where they put them, they didn't understand the advantage of their position. They saw the daughters of men, and the Bible says they took of themselves wives. They abandoned their former estate. They shed their angelic garments, and they became trapped. What happened in Genesis chapter 6 is the origin of what you call demons, because a demon needs a body to function. Are you with me? They are disembodied spirits. So they can enter a bird. Somebody say a bird. And that's how a witchcraft bird is forged. They can enter a goat, so that when two of you are gisting, the goat comes and angulates his ear, and you are wondering, kilombo, kilombo. It's because a spirit needs to withdraw. It needs a body to function. They are different from fallen angels. The fallen angels came with their bodies. Lucifer, for example. So Satan doesn't need to enter a human body. He can function outside it because he has a body. Are you with me? So the enemy has advantage of wisdom. He was created wise. He saw creation. He understood the intentions of God. If not, he would not have labored around dislodging Adam. He knew what Adam was destined to be. They know what we look like. When you want to fight at that level, you must find your place. That's the first assignment. To ascend into that place where you are proximate to God, so that you can begin to deploy the energies of God. Israel's greatest king by the name David was dethroned by a son in the house. A son that had secured the loyalty of many ranking men in Israel. And the Bible said David thought it was going to be a fair fight, until he found out that among the ranks of this son who had started warring against him was a strange man by the name Ahithophel. Your enemies, no matter how many they are not strong until Ahithophel is one of them. He's not a swordsman. He's not a spear man. His energies is that he's a bank of wisdom. He knows how to weaken a kingdom by utterance. And so David lifted up his eyes unto the Lord when he heard that Ahithophel had joined with his adversary. He said, let the wisdom of Ahithophel become foolishness. There are strong men in our nation. Well, there were few untouchables in our nation until this last week. Untouchables that could speak with any terrorist that they wanted to speak to. Untouchables who had made themselves master negotiators. Yes, it was them who named the amounts on behalf of terrorists and collected the money. They had become very fat. Very fat. By collecting money from righteous men to secure the release of people. But God is bigger than them. And because if we can't catch you in Nigeria, you can be returned back to us from Egypt. If you have been in the news, you see, me, I'm praying, so I'm tracking. I'm tracking. I didn't know that some people could be afraid. Yes. That they can come out, because the latest today was that the chairman around that area came out to call DSS terrorists. You know, when you're under pressure, you say a lot of things. You see, this month, a sword, the sword that used to swing over our nation, has landed. And many untouchables will be touched without consequence. But we think things will scatter because they are touched. They will be touched because the strength of our adversary will be lost in this month. We want to lift up our voice concerning the nation of Nigeria and ask the Lord that everyone that stands in the shape of Ahithophel, we see their wisdoms become foolishness in this month. Can we pray? There is a company of Ahithophels in our nation. They are the wise men of the wicked. By their utterances, wickedness has thrived in our nation. But from this month, according to the word of the Lord, the hanging sword of judgment will touch down. And we decree that as a first installment, let the wisdom of this company of Ahithophel become wicked, become foolishness. Cause them to be caught in their wickedness. Turn their wisdom backwards, oh God. In anonke barasita kapatai. I can be a teteka paparata katatai. Elepandi ataria baska paparanta koba. Efanema kopemba sate bakaya. Ikapambe bakaria taska paparatoria. Eba katanda bai. Kapa sin betona. Ekapa penava kapane atatoria. Rakapa santa babata. Atakabimba brekati datai. Akomobobo kampose kutaba. Rateku sapara. Rakata bambibato miata. Afeka bambeba kasa. Peskopa naturia. Akabreka tili na bahato. Efaka bambibo katodia. Bateta baba kovenato ata. Ebraka bamba sale. Alepa kombato santa baba. Efaka mebobo kontabi. Ekambrita kaso. Ateta baka papa. Efaka batila baka. Oh, Kabon Sekambedate, Lekatabame Bakombes Kabarai, Brekete Kabati Konta, Eba Sabon Delai, Lava Kamina Baranta Bahai, Sakababani Takaya, Letakabanda Barakasata. Yakiasa, Inkabraskiata, Efakabala Turia Kaba, Okamimos Kantode Depai. Let the wisdom of this company of Ahithophel become wickedness. Let those who advise unto wickedness, let it become foolishness. Andami Mantalabaka, Rakatatima Kambe Seyata, Aibaska Baratakatai, Lepai, 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 Sayababaratate, Esataba Biatata, Aibaposa, Ifataparatatate Tomia Sabaya. In the name of Jesus. A little bit lower. A little bit lower. I sense that we should personalize this prayer. If there is any advantage that the enemy has been getting over your life because of the activity of a wise man, from this service, let the wisdom of that wise man become foolishness. Oh, can we lift up our voices to Jesus? Oh, katus kolatoria, vembonda gagaga, batokode gande kote makade, ikakapa toskambe baranko manoto, tembo satobe, bentatabambo sitomalata, ratababitando siataba, epantabonde, efatabade domanato, ikobonde kadiatatoria, askata kapata kata, batata. Kapa, batata kata.
barata kiata adabayato e kwa papata kwa batala koto e popondo kama mema kombete brakete baba bovasha avata berata ya aparato e satata babote e topatode itapratatapo. Let the advantage of the enemy by wisdom be broken, be broken. Iko komo notota e agobote e kambababata jadakadilata akak rakata kakakata tatakopa shaitatale efeta papapa setapa ratapa shatapa haya. Wisdom to hinder, wisdom to resist, we can die komeata waikoperata ikakata shai etapapalata vasanimota apatata jatata poraisa freta baratata shote. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. We want to advance a little bit more. Because in addition to these wise men, as we began to labor for the nation, Jesus told me that the enemy also has gained an advantage by the energies of divination. They are masters at wicked arts, who know what to put together so that the future is not only seen, is that the seen future can't be manipulated. Oh, kamamoteke ashata. Jesus. 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 Let me read to us a little from scriptures. Zana idaba mote no kidosia kata. So Hosanna. Analato shapata tendo stebra hati dasa. Hosanna. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my today. Maya kamo kosata kababodia kabata. Two more times. Oh, Hosanna. We worship. Come and save and deliver, Lord. Na babarata na neno meselo sasa aliana note ebe kai no tadaka hakaka monte kasi satata akagranda no kesai katamo vante tamise kabiata.
Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formeth thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself.
that frustrated the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners what? That's the end of divination in our nation. Now, we are not saying that they will begin to wear rags and eat from pits and all of that. When a diviner becomes mad, is that he lives his life confused. We saw this thing, but the outcomes are so different. I remember when I was in secondary school. When people want to write work, there are some cheating teachers who, because they have a mix of the specimens, you know, biology, you have your specimen list before the exam, they come up with questions. I had this friend, his name is Yemi. I won't mention the son. I'm sure he's not watching this service. So Yemi had an uncle in one public school. In our school, the trick in Nesto College is, if you don't know the question, sleep. Feel honorably. But this uncle came visiting his nephew the day before the exam and came with an exam question and gave it to Yemi. So while the rest of us were laboring to study, Yemi was lounging. He had seen the question, and even though some of us knew he had seen the question, we had become so disciplined in our minds that even if they show you tomorrow's question, you will not look at it. And that was Nesto College. We were trained to be forthright. Well, it was few of us who knew that he saw the question, that he slept throughout the night. When he got to the exam hall, that new question looked as though it was shaped in Mars, because it looked so different from what Yemi had rehearsed. He didn't cry. He started vomiting. His body started running very high temperatures. So he was advised that, I think they got to know what was wrong. So they showered water over him, and instead of taking him to the clinic, they restored him back to his chair. Write this exam, score zero. There are postulations about our nation. Oh, the nation will disappear. I heard one yesterday. The person said by the end of September, we'll not be able to gather in church again. Now, this is the last time, this is the last month that we are going to go to church. So all the souls that we want to win, we must win them in September. People will eat their words. People will eat their words. Don't talk if you have not seen far. And you need to have seen far as the writings that shaped our nation to know that we are indestructible. And I say that with all boldness. We are indestructible. We cannot crumble like every other nation. And it's not even in this season of revival. You see, we are so close. It's like you have a striker that is three quarter because of an injury, and you don't have another one. What master people do is to allow people guide him, but he will still play. You see, Nigeria, as damaged as we are, will still feature in the revival. God has not, the last time I checked before I came to church, the last set of conversations I had with him informed me that we are still his choice nation globally now to bear the flames of revival. We were chosen, and God has not unchosen us. It means we cannot disintegrate, or his choices of Nigeria will not find fruition. And God is not like us. We want to ask that everyone that, whether it's into a crystal ball, you know, people eat, and when they eat, they flex. The food is revelatory too. We want to ask the Lord that you will confound diviners over the matters of Nigeria. They will be wondering how we got out of this lockdown. They will be wondering how we survived as a nation. They will be wondering how we became decorated again with glory. Oh, Jesus. Kai sona kataba. Lekabati kondaria kasatabata. Ekakima tomba kasita bahate. If a kego ma bikade to kabonde, e kabun stambakia tabakata, rakon sedata, akake babati to mike kwata parbo, e feno tambe ki soto kambe bruta, by komba sami moka papata, akwato mentoria, e kamba baraka duzata, e fata babiko, e kanto sombe komai, ai kapadatai, e pamrikanto sabula tota, e balata, Tomberatata, Ababeratotata, Vete Papai, Entabando, Entabando, Entabando. Tabando Ibada Tabababara Eshanta Babata Apapata Tabata Swata Rakokama Bahontoko Ekope Kapa Ekompele Keketa Apakopa Brekata Tokasa Askaka Kapara Kotokemata Ekapembatiata Reketa Pikate Ekwata Afekape Ekomoponoto Epakumve Tabiata Batoriate Batora Santaba Baparanto Mamosa Estama Mitele Ekabimba Dada Bokolo Rokopotokimo Bohonde Efabakakapa Bayakopai Rako Sako Akwako Kopo Epolotoko Koparai Fai Kaparata Kapai Efapato Katos Patoriata Darada Dakatatiza Esaita Tebekopo Efebe Yataba Makakakaka Paratakos Eskopoko Efekatato Komopo Ekataparakatai Over our nation Cause divine us to run mad Over our individual lives Over families represented here Leparatapapa Let the machinations of diviners, of wicked men come to naught. Itomokomos, erakakapatos, eitapaya, latotete, rekepekatatai. Break the powers of the enemy that militate against our nation. Break the powers of the enemy. Rapepetai, ai, atapapata. E como feta freta pa foto feta te fara sata papira fata forte pate totoria rakata ti kopo e kopo menta kwa atondi asila pera kopo potila pate tombo sako baratatosa e pata papara rakapa sata tata let every word that has been spoken by men in darkness come to naught. Establish the counsel of your servant. Establish the counsels of your servant. Epadana manote retete basa sabaleta. Sababada katata kataha. Epavakataka taka taka taka. Rakobatokoto me katalukaya. Yakia da babakato Esada da cominta Letante de pelantoria mamata Eka bamoteke Sanda kakai Sanda katai Lekopantoria da bahayata Your feet walk upon our nation So darkness will not prevail Hey, I'm all but a dava, come and Baita shantamba come retekeno Vetene mandateida Zetani no peta bahaya We are not just people with wishful thinking We are praying men And the Bible says to him that answered prayers Shall all flesh gather Yadinado na kabahandiana Eko momo kamone no ke shantabaka Branto kasutete Brente kabatate In the name of Jesus. In the similitude of what God has begun to do over our nation, I decree over the lives of everyone under the sound of my voice. Oh mana shakole kataya. Everyone that has risen in darkness to afflict you is cut off. Their strength in this season will no longer be effectual upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord has decreed a rising, and I decree in the name of Jesus, you and those that refer to you in this season, you are rising. By the strength of our God, you are rising. What they said you will not be able to do, you are doing it. You are perfecting it. The helps that they said you will not get, I decree you have gotten it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, lest they glory that it was because they died you succeeded. We ask, oh God, that you will keep them alive. They will be alive, but they will be impotent to stop what is breaking out. I am a manatagaka bahayata. Yes, their eyes will see our rising. Their ears will hear our glorification. Our establishment will be in the days of their lives. And they will be powerless to stop it. In the name of Jesus. Agamatiataros. Let every head that has been bowed by the strength of your pressure be lifted in the name of Jesus. Let every gate that your pressure has shut be opened. Let the dread of the oppressor, oh, let the dread, the fear that the sound of the names of those oppressors bring, let the dread fade away. And I decree in the name of Jesus, because God has blessed you, I decree and I declare that the blessing begins to yield in the material dimension. What was received, yes, as a spiritual gift from God, the blessing begins to bear things in the visible realm. In the name of Jesus. Libra, thank you, Father. Now, the Lord is impressing upon my heart a handmaiden that is bound by chains. I don't know who that person is. There are not three, it's just one person. A young lady who is bound by chains. You have prayed, you have fasted. And I honestly do not know why God is going this way, because this is not captured in my reception for this service. I'm just following the Spirit. Now, Father, because this service is supposed to bring men into what you have in store for them, an entrance into our inheritance in Christ Jesus, not just in the spirit, but birthing things in the visible realm, I ask that you will show me this young lady. There are five other individuals, not here, but that are connected to this young lady. Maybe it's a family of some sort. But there are five. She's one. And that chain runs to five other legs. They are moving, but they are moving as governed by one who controls the chain. Lord Jesus, you can stop playing now. Lord Jesus, this one, this daughter of Zion, for whom you have inspired this mode of transit tonight, help me find her. And in mercy, let that chain be destroyed forever. Lord, let that chain be destroyed forever. I ask that in addition to the destruction of that chain, you will gift an anointing that will make her a chain breaker. Okay, so show me this young lady. As I count from 1 to 7, let your hand overwhelm her wherever she is, so that we can sustain this service. From my left to my right, from the front to the back, help me find her. And drop this oil. Drop this oil. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Ghost, one. Help me search. And let the oil for freedom, the oil of a bondage breaker, let it rest upon her. Two, Holy Ghost, inside and outside. 3. Holy Spirit. 4. Show me. Show me. Show me. 5. Holy Ghost. 6 now. Okay. 7. So begin to tilt that vial of oil. 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 Now help me fetch that individual. Help me fetch that individual. Help me. Pastor Dela, move, please. So I can run. Help me fetch that individual. You can play. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Freedom, 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 freedom. No more, no more. Bring her, bring her, bring her, bring her, bring her. Come, bless. Touch her stomach. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Let everything that was planted be evicted. Be evicted. Be evicted. Be evicted. Be evicted. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Sunshine, give me the bridge of that song. You need to sing on this key.
You split the seas so I can work right through it. My fears in perfect love.
Get her to sit down. Get her to sit down.
So I can stand and see. I am a child of God.
Oh, thank you, Father. You split the sea. Help me, help me.
You split the sea so I can walk right through.
You drown my fears.
My fears are drowned in perfect love.
Oh,
you rescued me. You rescued me so I can stand.
Three more times.
I can't stand and see it.
see so I can walk right through it. My feet are drawn in perfect love. And Lord, you rescued me.
You rescued me so I can stand and say, I am a child.
One more time.
Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. We can hold me down because I am a child of God. Because I'm no longer a slave.
Yesterday night, I was on my prayer walk and I felt led to walk on campus. So I was just minding my business. I moved past the Senate building, and as I was praying, suddenly my right foot started burning. So I decided to mark what was in the Senate. Instead, longer and longer, I was pacing back and forth, because I will not pray that what hit my foot should go out. The one who brought it will be out. You see, when two people are fighting, if somebody chokes you, you don't need to beg to remove their hand. If you bring force that is stronger, the person who afflicted will come to withdraw its affliction. So when I was walking out of the gate, I was pondering in my mind that you know, even fear. And then this song started drumming in my heart, and I had to download it. But it was the bridge of the song that stayed with me. You split the sea so I can walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. I just know that you love me. That the battleground is not a dying place. The end of every fight is victory. Yes. God knows it. The enemy knows it. And I know. Anamo kopa sabara kivihatana. Kema motekaba. You split the sea so I can walk right through it. My feet are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me. You rescued me.
So I can stand and say, I am a child of God.
You see, sometimes because we all look alike, the enemy feels that our outcome is the same. The only reason why some of us, we turn out differently, is not because we are intelligent. It's because of who fathers us. And as much as I honor my spiritual father, I'm talking about the fatherhood of God. I'm a child of God. Amen. You may please be seated. Be seated telling the enemy, it's too late. It's too late to be defeated. I want you to say with boldness, it's too late to be defeated. You see, no matter what you do to an ego, it will not walk the ground. And it's not because the ego wants to fly. It was designed to fly. So if you feel the ego should walk the ground, you came late. You should have captured walking on the ground in the design of the ego. You know why your car cannot fly? It was not designed to fly. So if you stand on the runway or beside the runway and the plane begins to taxi before it lifts, you think that it's like a car. Are you with me? But you know, I've counted. Depending on the pilot who is moving or the size of the plane, I count how many seconds it takes to fly. I've seen somebody do it in 25 seconds before. He was driving a Boeing 737 earpiece. 25 seconds. From zero. And then everything is running like that. And he takes off. And about 3 minutes, his announcement was, we are flying at 44,000 feet above sea level. Speed 731 kilometers per hour. What? Those are human beings. What that man is announcing is how well he has been able to break limitation. Everything disappears at that height. Even rain is no longer a challenge. At that level, you can no longer feel rain. You will see the rain cloud under you. And if they'll say it's raining, so we can't feel it. God will, in this month, because what we are looking at is Christ in you, he will begin to bring us into the consciousness of the one that was imparted into us in the day that we believed. We will see how cheap the enemy is. And you see, the witches, the wizards, the strong men of our households, they are not even the core enemies who are fighting this month, because those ones know that their end is defeat. I speak more about the internal battles that you have, that many will be free from sin, many will be free from the control of the enemy. What gives those people in the household power? One is ignorance. Two is that we don't yet look like our master. The strength of the believer is not in how long you can pray. It's in who you have become. That's what that song says. I'm a child of God. That when you say I'm a child of God, the enemy knows he can't send you on an errand. Because when he came to check, there is nothing of him in you. That's where I'm going this month. That many of us will back test 24 hours in which the enemy, the Holy Ghost will not need to say you are wrong. We believe that it's impossible to be sinless. How many people believe it's impossible? Yoruba say that you, no matter how you walk, your head will shake. Abi? We used to have somebody who used to pray in our Yoruba church. Every Thanksgiving prayer. You know that prayer in Yoruba church. They used to call it Adura Ope. The guy will start with Awa Abibobwara Kikeshi. And I'm wondering, Oga, what it means is that every inch of our body is filled with sin. It's not the testimony of a believer. Be not drunk with wine wherein there is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That's the design. And many of us will begin to experience that design. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right. So,
Reverend Tolu Alugo Agbola.
Did you rehearse that my hymn? Do they have it? Okay, thank you. So we'll do that hymn when I'm done with this chart. It's the hymn All the Way My Savior Leads Me. But the Lord will have me bring to us an instruction so that we can better maximize the times. And I have titled it New Conversations from the Lord. New Conversations from the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1 to 4. Tonight, Father, we receive your word with thanksgiving. We understand that you initiated this technology of divine words, not just to inform, but to create. And so we ask that as you speak tonight, things begin to come into existence. Another shape of living, another shape of expression is birthed even tonight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious. The word precious there can be replaced with the word scarce. In those days, there was no open vision. Verse 2. And it came to pass at that time, what time? When the word of the Lord was precious or scarce, when there was no open vision. So that if somebody meets solution on the road during that time, solution, what is God saying? She will sincerely say, I don't know. Because there will be words coming forth, but there will be words of men. It is to advertise to us that there are seasons when God becomes silent. God's mouth does not run diarrhea. That's not how his mouth functions. I'm going to say a few things to us in this charge, so I want you to be attentive. Many of us will acquire navigation by the time I'm done with this first charge. See, they don't even believe. Amen. It's me that is saying it. Your own is amen. Abi now, at least it's between me and God. You just say amen. Is there a fight in that one? I'm saying before the end of this church. Okay, maybe you don't like the word navigation. Many of you will have found direction. Amen. Okay. So Pastor Tola, anytime I say navigation, say direction. That will help us. In that same time, it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, and he could not see. Next verse, we're going to 4. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark was. When the Bible refers to the lamp of God, it refers to the source of illumination for those who walk in the tabernacle. Speaking of the lights of the menorah that give light to those who are in the holy place. It had gone out. So even if there was shoe bread on the table, revelation was zero. Because there's no way to get to the table of revelation without colliding. If that lamb goes out, worship dies, prayer dies. Because the realm where prayer happens, or the furniture that powers prayer, is located at the boundary between the holy place and the holy of holies. Like this lectern here now. That's where the altar of incense is. But the light that shines on it is the light of the menorah. So it means worship has died. Prayer has died. Nobody can navigate to the table of shoe bread. Now priests have started eating common bread. It was a day of the war of priesthoods. Not Ifa priest and God's priest. In quotes, pastors fought like anybody's business. Because if this place darkens, even if you don't mean to offend, you will, in trying to do like this, took your hand inside somebody's eye. And there are some who can slap accurately, even in darkness. Yes. They can measure use the length of the hand to measure where the location of the face that gave navigation to that hand is, and they sound it. It was a day of chaos. Because the Bible says the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. We are in a season like that. Where even in holy places, it's confusion. People quote God when God has stopped speaking. As a joke I used to make, that when some people say God said, God will look around the throne and say, when did I say that thing? Because there are a lot of people who are trying to advance their lives by prayer on the strength of God said, when God is saying, I stopped speaking a long time ago. What you need is a new conversation from the Lord. You don't need a sustained conversation, because the things you have written down that I said about your life, I'm not the one that spoke them. Are you with me? God is, I'm saying to those people that God is saying, I want to lay the foundation of your life in a new set of words. And you will not need to be afraid in this season, because the things I'm going to be saying to you don't look like what you have been hearing about yourself before, because they lied to you. The Lord has been impressing this thought on my heart since Wednesday evening. A new conversation that, see, they have heard 1, 2, 3 things and are trying to build their life on it. Suddenly I said something and they are wondering, this thing does not look like what God said. And the general rule of following God that we're given is that every new thing that God says should look like a continuation, right, of what he has been saying before. So what if God never spoke to you before? And then in this season he's beginning to say something new. It means what he's going to be saying will be a new conversation, and you may adopt error. Because you have heard so much, you have heard 10 things in error, and you won't believe this new one. So the Lord sent me to announce to us and that in this season, we should be open to new conversations. But I will close this charge with a guarantee from God. Because somebody is saying, what if the enemy comes to deceive me? You'll be helped. And to ensure that you are helped, my next series will be another opportunity to look at the concept of hosting the presence of God. Because God promised me, he said, son, every word that I say to them, I will validate it with my word. And I will validate it with the strength of my presence. But you must now know how to keep that presence. Let's read on. So the ark of God was still in the temple, but there was no light upon it. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. So it was a day of sleep for 2 generations. Eli was sleeping. Samuel was sleeping. Because once the light goes out, once the church stops being revelatory, then work ceases. That's what wise men do. They sleep when the light has gone off. What foolish men do is to remain active when the light has gone off. You know, some people can still preach when God has not said anything. That by Sunday, people must hear something. May you not be like that. May you be, because there are services that God will need to minister in silence. You know, when we're young, every time somebody wanted to rout the power of God, they used to say we should be silent. Abi, say be silent. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. That's how they used to lead us that time. And then we keep silent. And then all of a sudden, somebody will scream. But people have found out that the easiest way to impart people is to use their prayer energy. So while they are boo, you just cast something. It's easier to implicate somebody who is already moving. It's simple physics. You will first need to overcome inertia. And you see, when you calm things down, the Holy Spirit has capacity to start an object that is at rest into motion. You don't need the gift of motion to be able to cast anything. I learned that from Apostle Aaron. He said to look, calm them down. You are not a performer. You are a minister. If God is not moving, let nothing move. But we will not move and then say it is God. When you stand in your full place in God. Don't manipulate people. I saw a suit yesterday. And me, I just liked the suit. And I felt I have freedom to post pictures on my page like everybody. Abina. So I posted a suit. So a young man sent to me, said, "Daddy, you like that suit?" I said, "It's a good suit. He said, I'll buy it for you. Send me the number of the person who is selling the suit." I didn't respond. I didn't put it there so that he can buy a suit for me. So this morning he said, "Sir, send me the person's phone number." I said, "Well, I've checked the price of the suit. I won't tell you. And I know my size of suit." He said, "Okay, sir, I'll send the money." I said, "Is God sending you?" I don't know, what is this thing? Is God sending you to buy a suit for me? He says, "I've never done this before, but I want to sow this seed." I said, "Oh, bro, I know you said you want to buy a suit for me, but feel no pressure. Don't say because I promised I must do it. Go and pray well. It's not a too expensive suit. To lose 40K now, it's not beans. So you can keep your money. I said, I will never ask you. So you are free of the, I will buy it." No, don't think about it. Another young man said, "I love the suit. Send me the number. I want to buy it for myself." I didn't send to him. So he put tears on his WhatsApp. But I didn't respond. And I said, "I'm trying to train you. It's not everything they see they used to buy. Calm down. You didn't plan for a suit before. Even if you have money and are thinking of what to do, save it. There's something that is called a rainy day. If you start buying anything that you see now, you will be poor. If you buy a shoe for 50K, if you want to sell it tomorrow, you can't sell it 50K. Are you with me? Whether you have worn it or not, you can't sell it 50K because they know you don't sell shoes. It's still second hand. So don't waste your life like that. It's not wrong to start ministry wearing native. And if it is t-shirt you have, wear it. What we need is be anointed inside it. Because if you wear suit, we have expectation. I'm serious. We have expectation. If you fail us, well, we are sad. But if you are wearing t-shirt, we don't have expectation. So you don't have help. The guy who wears suit, people's faith can help him. Because his packaging makes them feel... If you wear singlet to come and preach, we think that you are a tout. And we don't have expectation. If you deliver, we are surprised. So it means people are not reaching out in faith. People's faith has been held in. If you are wearing t-shirt and you don't have God, you will struggle. I know these things. Mercy is not here tonight. I walked into their meeting at what's this school in there? Redeemers University. Reverend Larkin preached. He was supposed to start impartation, but my own session was impartation. I'd never met him physically before. Immediately I came in, he said, "My brother is here." He said, "He can't be here and me, I'm doing impartation." And my heart caught. How many of you know Reverend Larkin? He's a master. He said, "I can't be doing impartation and my brother is here. Let's allow him to come." He didn't even pray his closing prayer. He told me to pray closing prayer. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to change. I was on a black jean and those my small t-shirts. I was flying to Akumba to go and rock the place. So I saw the look on their faces. They were like, "Who is this?" You know how campus people used to dress? Their pastors, they dress like they are seminarians. They wear black suit and red tie. Is that not how seminarians dress? Is there any seminarian here? Are they inside or outside? They're outside. Ask them, is there no black suit and white shirt and red tie they wear? And their suits are very sharp. But me, I was wearing a t-shirt. It was difficult to stand in that meeting. Because vest or no vest. May God send you help. I'm just a man that is helped. But I'm saying that when you find out that the light is off, don't move. Take an oath of no activity if there is no navigation from the Holy Ghost. So Eli went to sleep. He must have instructed his sons, don't move around in this day. It means that they had begun to do ministry in the holy place with the light of the sun. So if couples fight a lot, they will say, even if God says marry this person, use your head. Use your head. If you see that the person, he does not use to buy anything for you, you can't marry a greedy husband. They don't know that the one who chose can prevail upon that person. He said, marry your friend, oh. Marry your friend. It's the one that you have known since you were small. And that's how to do ministry with the light of the sun. The things you bring forth as your utterances of God can be heard in the market. I've gone for a wedding like that. Say the way to a man's heart is his mouth. Say cook for your husband very well. Clean the house. That's married sermon. So when I came and they said I should do the joining, and I said in the name of Jesus, may none of this one love themselves so Lord like they love you. The pastors looked at me and I was wondering, should I love my wife more than I love Jesus? It means I'll be willing to hurt Jesus and please my wife. May that day never come. My wife knows. And I don't expect that she should please me at the expense of our Lord. I have not died for her. Somebody has died for her. Abby? The definition of greater love is who you have died for. I left that wedding heartbroken. That day of ministry has come. Where sermons are just principles that you can read in secular books. It's a day when the lamp of God has gone out. And men have subscribed to doing daytime ministry. Once there's sun, they minister. Once there's no sun, they sleep. In the middle of that darkness, God begins to move. And verse 4. Introduces us to the movements of God. The Bible said it was in that same time that the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here am I. There is such a phenomenon in God, a phenomenon that has found expression again and again in scriptures as a new conversation from the Lord. A new conversation from the Lord. How did I arrive at this verse of scripture? If you are privileged to read further a little, you will find out that there were a set of communications that were sustained between the boy Samuel and the priest Eli to show that Samuel was not a stranger to the instructions of his father, has been instructions from the Lord. Eli must have schooled Samuel progressively about priesthood. He must have told him stories. He must have given him instructions. But in this day, sunshine, the word of the Lord to Samuel was not another instruction. The word of the Lord to Samuel was not about how to do priesthood. The definition of the utterance of God to Samuel was judgment over the house of Eli. God was about to bring an utterance to this boy Samuel, that an utterance that Eli didn't start telling him. Do you think that Eli began to tell Samuel that God is going to judge me? It was something that Samuel had never heard before. And so when God comes like that, in after this manner, he does not start a conversation. The first thing he does is that he gets your attention. He gets your attention in a way that he cuts you off from the supplies of everything you have been getting. Because he said, here am I. And he ran in the only direction that he knew exemplified the divine utterances. That God used to speak to us, but he used to speak through Eli. The last time we offered the sacrifice and the smoke went to heaven, Eli told us that God received it. And God said, thank you. Are you with me? The last time Eli went on a stroll, and the two sons of Eli, codenamed Holy Hophni, Abi, and Phinehas, the last time they went to the meat pot where they used to boil meat, they dipped a fork into it, and someone said, "Ah, but Baba does not steal from what belongs to God." He said, "No. When I put that meat in my mouth, God said, it's a blessing for me." So Samuel had a bank of utterances that he felt were the speakings of God. Oh, the Samuel generation needs to be careful. Because sometimes Eli begins to bring forth utterances that are earthy. Not because he's at fault, but because the lamp has gone out. Are you with me? There are many things I cannot say. The ministers amongst us must be more careful. There are utterances that you must not echo. You have heard them, but you must keep them. Not because you will use them, but because you will derail your own generation if those utterances make it into your generation. They were spoken in error in a season where there was no lamp or no light in the lamp. Okay, maybe I should reserve this for a minister's conference. There are things people write as wise sayings that if you sit with the Holy Ghost will say, "It's not me that said it." You can build your life on certain strange utterances. Because when you sit with scriptures, you'll be struggling to find out those utterances sit inside scriptures. You know, there's a stream of ministry in Nigeria now that believes that there are superior revelations of Christ that are not captured in scriptures. And so the Bible is just one of those books. There is a lot more that a man can know about Jesus that does not need the validation of scriptures. So if you say, "But the Bible does not," you say, no, the Bible, no. It's wider than scriptures. People believe that the Christian life can draw navigation from things that are exterior to scriptures. They believe that the mind is the boundary of your expressions. The Bibles give no walls to how you must live. And they have a large following. Because the natural man wants to be a slave of his mind and not of a book. When those words become plenty, if you look at the Nigerian system, this kind of lampless ministry is stronger around relationship talk. Amen. There are people who claim they have mastered relationships but don't know the Bible. And if you follow them, you see, there are legitimately two ways that the ball can be restored back to play when you are playing the football match. It's either it's a goal. You know, if it's a goal, you can hold the ball with your hand and bring it back to the field, right? But what's the other one? Throwing. Do they used to count throwing on the scoreboard? But can you grab your hand in throwing? Would they call it a foul? No. It means we must labor for what counts. There are many young people who are planning to enter relationships, checking things that must not be checked. You are slaves of another tree. Are you with me? If you lead yourself, you will harvest death. Safety is only in being led by God. Are you with me? That's the design. That's the way the sons of God were shaped. Okay, let me not weigh you down. But I found out that's their zone. There are many. People just come up and be cerebral. I was in a meeting in Lagos and somebody said, I don't believe in God leading people to marry people. I sat on the edge of my seat. I was waiting to pounce on that stage. And you know me. There's a line they used to say. As a hot. Immediately I climbed on stage, I looked at her and said, We need to talk. I said, because a generation can believe in error, but to make other people believe in error is wrong. So when we got to the minister's lounge, he said, what did you mean? I said, you mean that you don't believe in people being led by God? God leads people to do business. He leads people to do every other thing. But in marriage, he withdraws his leading. What kind of inconsistent representation of God is that? So she said, you're a strong minister. I'll contact you. I know that she'll not contact you. Unfortunately, she has started saying some things, but she has her number on my WhatsApp because we exchange numbers. So I will administer certain notes again to say you have started. Me, I like that kind of fight. Whatever bruises we take for a generation to know the truth, we take it. I can boldly say that if I fail God, he will not judge me like he will judge your generation. I didn't hear this kind of sermons that people are preaching. No! I didn't. And I'm not too old. Now, people have been in church for 30 years and they don't know anything. I heard enough at age 7 to step out and say, I'm giving my life to Christ. I didn't do it in children's church. I did it in adult church. I heard enough to follow Jesus. I heard enough at age 9 to start speaking in tongues. I heard enough to know that you don't joke around God. I heard enough to know that holiness unto the Lord at age 9. I didn't go to a Pentecostal church. I went to a Baptist church and we heard enough. Why do we have 40-year-olds who don't know what salvation means? Because I hear in another gospel by people who didn't hear this strange gospel. They learned the truth. They are teaching people junk. How can you come and preach when you have become a strong man that Jesus has fasted all the fasting that is necessary? They should not fast. Because you know if they fast, they will know that you are a liar. God said to me, I am starting anew with the next generation and I'm going to be bringing them into the fellowship of new utterances. New utterances. A season of divine silence is about to be broken. And men are going to begin to hear God. But I need to announce to you in advance that it won't look like many things you have been hearing. So much so that the shape of God that you may now begin to fellowship with may become confusing. Because you are wondering, is God this demanding? That we should not do this, we should not do. No, they told us that anything that we do, we accepted in the beloved. Why is he now saying we should not, we should not, we should not? It's because God wants to ensure that this generation is not deprived of truth. And if he cannot say it on the altar, it will creep into people's study times, it will creep into people's rooms, and it will drop questions that will make people begin to seek after him. That was Samuel's case. Samuel traveled in the only direction. I don't know if they had told him, because Eli ensured that even though he taught every other thing that needed to be taught, he did not teach Samuel how to respond to God, because it was not expected that God would jump over the priest and speak to the pew. Are you with me? So God spoke to him. He went back to the priest. He said, here I am. The priest didn't start with, oh, is God speaking to you? Because he didn't expect so. I walked into one hospital about 5 years ago because somebody was going to the hospital every week. One of our sisters, you know her. Every week. And because of the kind of hospital, they will always tell them to do tests. And the test combined together is 21,000. So we pay 21,000 week one, 21,000 week two. The third week, they took the person from service. You know that person. From inside service. They took the person to the hospital. And they said they should pay 21,000. So I excused myself. I used to sing in the choir that time. And I walked into the church. And like the one who fathered me at that time, I said, I came to discharge her. Fortunately for me, one of those who used to teach us faith was a nurse on duty that day. And the nurse said, why can you say you want to discharge somebody? You, these small children, you don't even understand too many things. That you don't know faith. So I asked her a question. Did you teach us faith so that we'll not be able to walk it? Maybe there are truths you held back so that we'll be ever learning and never coming into experiences. Me, I said, I have come to discharge this girl. If you see her, some of you know her, call her. If she has had to go to the hospital in the rest of her life for that thing, because it was not a discharge once from the hospital, it was an exit from that condition forever. How can Baba Edeko be teaching us faith? And then we now want to practice it. You now say we don't know enough. Ha-ha. We will roar at anything like he roars. Because God is no respecter of persons. And the things that submit to him will submit to us because we are his sons. We don't have church badges on our shoulders, but we are his sons. Even when I came into the house from when I went out yesterday, my wife was still listening to him. Because you don't know faith too much if you are not listening to him. And you are just deceiving yourself. There are things that are learned. There are things that are given. He was given. And he has worked it with proofs. Amen. Can we celebrate God's servant, Bishop David Odoku? It's a privilege to meet such people alive. His utterances, his courage, his results actually communicate the spirit of faith. That if God called you to do something, you can do it. Eli kept that part of the discussion. Samuel, you always have to come to me. But God is intentional about a generation. So even though he had a wrong response from his father, God came again. A second wrong response, God came again. And then the Bible said that Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Eli must have remembered that there was a time when there was light here. And in those days of light, God used to call me too. And that's how it comes. Eli, Eli. Next verse, verse 9. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. There is a response to give when God begins to bring forth communications that are validated in his word, that are signed off in his presence, with his presence, but are contrary to what you have been hearing. There is a way to receive them. It is to say, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. Many of our frustrations are because we have accepted journeys that God did not begin with us. And God will begin to speak, to give fresh direction. Now, I know this is what they called you. You know there are people who go to pastor school because some people in their church ganged up together and say, you can pray small. You can teach small. Say you are a pastor. As though people can become pastors from the earth. When I got to NYSC, I joined prayer band department in NCCF, in the camp. And when we began to pray, they now said, this guy can pray. Say you will lead prayer. It was 2 days after we joined. Because we came in day one, by day two, they told us to break into groups. By the Tuesday, they said I was going to lead prayer. Oh, so I didn't come to do anything in NYSC. I just came to build capacity silently. So they said, I'll lead prayer. I said, I'm not in prayer at Brandman game. So I went to Bible study. Because they were about to induct me as a prayer warrior. I was sharing one place that the life of a prayer warrior is perilous. That of all the things in the kingdom, he feels that prayer is always a fighting tool. It's not wrong. It's a good life, but it's a miserable life. May God send us help. I know a church where they are Fadra Jagun members. It has become a social, you know, those egbe they used to do in Yoruba church. So it's a social group. None of them comes for prayer meeting. But during Sunday school, when they are, oh, okay, you don't know what I'm saying. You know, they used to give plaque in our church. How many? They used to your church too? Okay. They used to give plaque. The group that contributed more money, those ones that marked themselves present, attendance, came early, brought Bible, even if they don't read it. So they give them a plaque. They hang it because they have a specialty. They hang it. None of them comes to prayer meeting. So I don't know which warfare they are fighting. So I reasoned as I was growing up that maybe the warfare is much. And they cannot make it to prayer meeting. Some of them were lured there because they spoke tongues in capital letters. He told them that they are territorial commanders. They are generals. Like our generation gives names cheaply to ourselves without essence. May God instruct you again. Amen. What was I saying before this? Something I was talking about. Anyway. NCCF. So I joined Bible study. And in Bible study they say, Kai, see the way this guy is handling the Bible. So they were already trying to look for a Bible study role. And the day they came to our unit meeting, I was nowhere to be found. I had slipped. I had entered the choir. And by the following Sunday, I was leading the choir song. So they were like, what kind of strange guy is this? If there was another unit, I can also usher you well. Am I not friendly? Okay, if you don't believe that I'm friendly. You are the only ones that don't believe that I'm friendly. I'm one of the easiest to walk up to ministers, young ministers in this nation. He said, nobody has given me an award though. But God told me. Yes. It was a consciously created system to make sure that as Jesus is accessible, I'm accessible. I know too many people abuse it. Half of those who relate with me abuse it. But I will not be different from what Jesus looks like. It's a burden. My fear was that they will make me what I am not. That they will use competence to define destiny. That's a race that many of us are running. And when we begin to pray in the next few minutes, we have just 5 minutes on this. We will need to ask God and say, Lord, speak, for thy servant heareth. I am willing to receive new instruction so that I can navigate accurately. That you are slim and you are light does not mean that you are nausea. Yes. They say that those who are very fine are the people that are supposed to be in nursing. That's why only pastors marry fine ladies now. All the other brothers cannot marry fine ladies because strange men took them from the door out. Yes. Because we arrange the fine girls, they become coveting ladies on a Sunday morning. When we are coming to church, you know that coveting thing. They spread. So you come into church with Rosi Rosi on your head and you are wondering, are you getting married? They carry plaques. They slouch like that, and they are welcoming you to church. Some are trained to be seductive in their outlooks, so that people come to church not looking for Jesus but trying to see that fine sister again. And nobody is talking about these things. I'm not angry with the ministries. I'm angry with the young ladies who love Jesus, who have allowed themselves to be used cheaply like that. You have the Holy Ghost inside you and you are told, don't you see what they wear? They wear very short skirts and very high heels. So people have to borrow clothes to be in Austria. Because people told them that there's something God is saying. not knowing that they came into the body of Christ in a season where God had become silent. Maybe into the new year, I will preach 2 sermons on the day that will close. That will be around December, maybe 10 or 12. 12 is Tuesday, right? No, 13 is December. 13 is Tuesday. So that should maybe December, between December 11 and 13, we'll close for the year and then we'll resume back in January. I will flesh out this whole thing to make you know that God does not always talk. Sometimes he's silent. But there are ministries that have mastered how to keep speaking when God is silent. Speak, for thy servant heareth. You can be in church for many years. You could have been under the tutelage of a deranged man. But the mercy of God occasions a private conversation that may be a departure from everything that you have heard. When God begins to initiate new, you must say, speak, for thy servant heareth. You want to pray? In Acts chapter 10, there was a principal apostle called Peter. And Peter had learned so much about the Jewish customs. He understood what animals were kosher and what animals were non-kosher. By that, I mean that he understood what was clean and what was unclean. So that in the day the Great One wanted to open the gates through him, based on an afford discussion that Jesus had with him. Because in the day that he found out accurately by the witness of God who Jesus was, Jesus said to him, Simon Bar Jonas, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Therefore, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Saying to Peter that there are only 2 kinds of people in the world. There are Jews and Gentiles. And I've given you the privilege to be the gate opener to both. That on the day of Pentecost, you will open the gate and bring the promised one to the Jews. And in Acts chapter 10, in the house of Cornelius, you will unlock a second door. And the Gentile world will be able to come into the economy of the Spirit. You have the keys. But in the day that second gate was going to open, God decided to go against what he had learned in the Jewish customs. He brought meat that were unclean to him and said, arise, kill, and eat. What did Peter say? Not so, Lord. Since the days of my youth, I have never fellowshiped with anything that is unclean. And God needed to school him that I am the one who determines what is clean and what is unclean. I'm superior to what you know. We want to pray. There is something that is called the voice of the Creator. That voice is a technology that is built into destiny. And we want to begin to run with accuracy. Can we ask him that same voice will begin to find expression in our secret places, in our dreams, as we study the word, as we pray? Let the voice of him who forged us as men, let the voice of the one who saved us, oh, the one whose voice, that Saul heard in Acts chapter 9. It came in the same way that Samuel heard it. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? That tonight Isaac will hear Isaac, Isaac. It will be fee, fee. And life will begin. I gamo gabaraka susote bentoka tuskabano fekato mikofenote kabaravaka tonase. I have lived too long of the wisdom of men, of the speakings of men. Te There is a wisdom that has given expression to life and ministry. Oh God, that has been sourced from public light. In this day of darkness, cause me to hear your light. Oh manakote teke bahatata. Let that which cannot be seen be heard. Let that which cannot be seen be heard. He didn't come as a lamplighter. He came as a light speaker. Samuel, Samuel, let me hear you. Let the patterns that I have subscribed to, that are contrary to that which you ordained me with, let them be faded away in this day that I hear you. For with thee, O God, at the fountains of light, and in thy light shall we see light. Let tonight be the start of a new season. Show me your light. Show me your light. Cause me to hear your light. Cause me to hear your light. That in a season of darkness, in a season of silence, from the silence your voice will come strong. I want to hear you. I come bosula kuria barako rakoto makovenate bahai. Oh la bakombe sokata bahata. Let your love draw me unto the path of your speech. Imbrata kulia sumika bata balakulia skeparato. I want to hear you. 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 Give me direction. Grant me navigation. Inspire me, oh God. Give me focus. Announce me in destiny. Show me the path that I must follow. No longer by public light, but by your word. By your word. Irabo salobako, ikombia bokatosa, sibala kombrieletosa. By your word. Gadavarande gusekitaga, radalange kuzia, sata bakata. Brede covenon de grete kesata, reba kivenaki zumatai. Our ears are open, our ears are open, our ears are open, our ears are open. Let every deafness of spirit, deafness, deafness in our spirits, deafness, let them be banished. Shakata, radakatitas. And tonight I come against every deafening spirit, those spirits that occasion the inability to hear the voice of God. I banish you in the name of Jesus. We are his sheep. We hear him. We hear him. He knows us. And we follow him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We want to take that hymn quickly and then we go full into the business of the day. All the way my Savior leads me. Oh, that's the refrain. All the way.
All the way, my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest to dwell, for I know what else.
I want us to do verse 1 solemnly, then we'll repeat the refrain 2 or 3 times and be going to the word of the day. Can you go quiet? To the leadings of the Lord, one of the things that scares people is what will befall them. You feel that God sometimes shows up late. You have not gotten to a place of trusting His pace or His choices for your life. But this songwriter said, "For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well." It's a statement of trust that I can leave my hand in His hand and I know wherever He leads me to is the place. Now, that was how your father Abraham moved, because it was, "Get thee out of thy country, out of thy kindred, out of thy father's house, into a land that I will show you." It meant that if Abraham lost touch of God on the journey, his life will waste. But Abraham packed, he didn't go out alone. He pulled out his whole family and began a journey from the known to the unknown, for such is the work of a man of faith. "I know whatever before me, Jesus doeth all things well." Somebody asked me a while ago, "Sir, what will happen to you 10 years time?" I said, "I'm not concerned. I don't have 10 year plans. I trust the hand of the one that is holding me." Where's Lamine? We didn't have plans that we will be here. We didn't have plans that we will be here. But if in darkness, in the foolishness of following God, we stayed, we were preaching against popular opinion, we were laboring against popular opinion, and we were designed to waste. But you can't follow Him to waste. The end of every follower has been determined in scriptures. In Matthew chapter 4:19, He met those two brothers. They were fishing, and what He said to them was, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." They didn't understand the concept of fishers of men. It was not a vocation that had been known. That a man would begin to catch other men. Kidnapping was the only thing they knew. But they followed and they didn't waste. Every time you call the name Peter, every time you read 1st and 2nd Peter, let it be a judgment to your choice to follow your ways. That a man followed from the known into the unknown and he was made. We are not afraid. What will become of us? "For I know where there before me, Jesus to everything He does is well." Oh, my Lord. So, it was in following I thought that I was going to get married at 28. But I counted 29, 30, 31, 32, and I counted 35. And people started saying he will be single. And at 35, I approached unto Jesus and said, tell me, why is marriage not working? Because someone who had no platform to speak against me had told me, "Look at the ministry you are leading, you are not going anywhere. Look at marriage, it's not working." He said, "Quit ministry, get a job." Not in Lagos, it was said in this town. It was administered by a text. "Get another job." So at 35, I was wondering what was going to be happen, what's going to befall me. And then he showed me my wife. And I found out after a few weeks, where's my wife? Stand, my dear. I found out after 2 weeks that it was not going to be an easy road to marry this woman. You were serving in the lorry. You remember that day? She was staying at the Anglican Copper's Lodge, very close to ShopRite. And I looked at her. She said, see. Don't make your life complex. Go and look for another person. And I looked at her. I said, can you fight? What I meant by can you fight us? Can you mark what God has told you? Can you mark what God has told you? It took another 2 years. But what God showed, he fulfilled. You must live your life with badges. Badges that show that the things that you walked into came by faith. They looked impossible, but you were not willing to compromise and take a cheaper option. You are the one that sent me a message. I hid that message. He said to me, he said, I now understand why people are wondering why you sat down in the promotion. This is where he said I should stay. I told you about the young man who said, arise, pack your bags and move to Abuja for your next phase of ministry. That's the prophecy I received in the last 3 weeks. The reason why I stayed put is that I know what there before me. We want a generation that has abandoned themselves to following Jesus. But I went out this morning, I met my brother Abayomi, and you see, we spoke about JD a little. And every time I speak about JD, I tell people, I said, I have met intelligent people. My brother is super intelligent. If he didn't hear God, he won't be here. The world is, I don't mean the secular world, though. I mean the world, the global sphere is drawing JD. But he has stayed in Ogbomoso because Jesus brought him here. Whatever will become of us, will become of us. Many of us live lives that are below what we are truly worth. If you come close to us, you see all this suit. You know, do I wear suit during the week? How many of you have seen me during the week before? Do I look like the shape of what you call a pastor? 200 level students saw me yesterday. They had almost passed me. They now looked at me and said, you look like, I said, my name is Tolu Agbola. I'm used to this, you look like thing. Because I'm not supposed to be seen with joggers and t-shirt and a palm slippers walking the street. No. I'm not supposed to be seen like that. But this is where he left me. And I'll be standing here. As a testament that darkness will not win here.
Lord, I know, were there before me, Jesus, where all things were. Lord, I know, were there before me, Jesus.
One more time.
Oh, for I know.
Father, we thank you for the witness of your spirit. A witness so strong that gives us, that brings us into a place of knowing that all that you do is well. And as individuals and as a people tonight, we yield. Do to us what you want. Let our lives become tools to meet your end. That thing that you have in your mind, that you are seeking a man for, use us to achieve it. We will be satisfied that we were used to achieve your ends. In all, Father, just be glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated.
I believe that you have been blessed by God's word from the mouth of His choice servant, the Reverend Tolu Alugu Agbola. To get more of this nourishment for your spirit, you can follow us on social media at HWCN Global on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Mixlr, and Telegram. You can also follow all our services live on any of these social media platforms. Keep doing the word. Keep being a fair worshipper. God bless you.